This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. Hello and welcome. I'm Natalie Pinchem, and I'll be reading a summary of an article on hydrocephalus and surgical technique published on April 11th, 2014. Results of a North American survey of rapid sequence MRI utilization to evaluate cerebral ventricles in children. A clinical article by Eric Thompson and colleagues. The lay press frequently reports on the hazards of ionizing radiation exposure during medical imaging, especially in children. This problem is most acute in patients with hydrocephalus shunts, who often undergo dozens of brain CT scans during childhood. Many parents of these children are increasingly concerned about the long-term risks of cataracts, cancer, and even developmental effects. Rapid sequence MRI serves as an alternative imaging modality for these children without the use of ionizing radiation or the need for sedation. Thompson and colleagues have studied patterns of use and barriers to the adoption of rapid sequence MRI for children with hydrocephalus shunts at North American hospitals. Over half of 101 pediatric neurosurgical programs answered a 9-question survey. Almost 80% of these institutions use rapid sequence MRI for evaluation of patients with hydrocephalus shunts. More than 90% of these institutions never or rarely use sedation for these studies. Barriers to the adoption of rapid sequence MRI include lack of emergency access or staffing in 68% and inability to reimburse this imaging protocol in 25% of those programs that do not have it. The widespread adoption of rapid sequence MRI documented in this study may provide justification to hospital and insurance systems that do not yet offer this modality. Thank you for listening. Follow the JNS on Twitter at #TheJNS and please like us on Facebook at Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group. Comments on this podcast can be sent to JNS Podcast @thejns.org.